Proverbs 15. A gentle response turns away anger, but a harsh word stirs up wrath. The tongue of the wise treats knowledge correctly, but the mouth of the fool spouts out folly. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on those who are evil and those who are good. Speech that heals is like a life-giving tree, but perversion in it breaks the spirit. A fool rejects his father's discipline, but whoever heeds reproof shows good sense. In the house of the righteous is abundant wealth, but the income of the wicked brings trouble. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, but not so the heart of fools. The Lord abhors the sacrifices of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases him. The Lord abhors the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue righteousness. Severe discipline is for the one who abandons the way. The one who hates reproof will die. Death and destruction are before the Lord. How much more the hearts of humans? The scorner does not love one who corrects him. He will not go to the wise. A joyful heart makes the face cheerful, but by a painful heart, the spirit is broken. The discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on folly. All the days of the afflicted are bad, but one with a cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil in it. Better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened ox where there is hatred. A quick-tempered person stirs up dissension, but one who is slow to anger calms a quarrel. The way of the sluggard is like a hedge of thorns, but the path of the upright is like a highway. A wise child brings joy to his father, but a foolish person despises his mother. Folly is a joy to one who lacks sense, but one who has understanding follows an upright course. Plans fail when there is no counsel, but with abundant advisers, they are established. A person has joy in giving a proper answer, and a word at the right time, how good it is. The path of life is upward for the wise person, to keep him from going downward to Sheol. The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but he maintains the boundaries of the widow. The Lord abhors the plans of the wicked, but pleasant words are pure. The one who is greedy for gain troubles his household, but whoever hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous considers how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. A bright look brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the body. The person who hears the reproof that leads to life is at home in the midst of the wise. The one who refuses correction despises himself, but whoever hears reproof acquires understanding. The fear of the Lord provides wise instruction, and before honor comes humility.